Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He brought them out how? With silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Whew. That sounds like our text, doesn't it? God never changes. If it's His will now that we prosper and be in health, then it used to be His will. Yeah. That they prosper and be in health, it always was and always will be His will that His people prosper. Silver and gold. Stuff. And be in health. Amen. Physical. Right? Amen. First thing He did. How many understand all this is typical? That them being in Egyptian bondage is typical of us being under bondage of sin and the power of the enemy, but the Lord brought us out. We're born again and He delivers us out from bondage. Right? And what's the first thing He did? What's the first thing He did when He brought them out? Made them rich and healed them. Made them rich and healed them. Go ahead, try it on for size. Made them rich and healed them. What did He do? Made them rich and healed them. And so now come on, we got a job to do. Right? Come on, follow me. They had the, you know, the cloud in the daytime and the fire by night, and He was to lead them, and they were a difficult bunch to lead. They didn't follow very good. But the first thing He did is give them money and make them healthy. Now, you know, that's just prerequisite for being able to serve God good. Did you know that? It is. And you'll find, that's one reason, you know, we camp for months on healing. And now we've already been several weeks on prosperity. And we'll keep on talking about these things because these are two big areas where the devil tries to steal. Where he endeavors all the time to rob from the people of God because he knows it is incapacitating. He knows it hinders our service for God. I said, well, I know somebody and they were sick all their life and they love God and serve God. Well, thank God for their perseverance and commitment. But don't tell me they couldn't have done more with a healthy body. Amen. Well, I know somebody, Brother Keith, and they were broke, just penniless all their life. But they loved God with all their heart and they served Him all their life. Thank God that they did in such difficult circumstances. But don't tell me they couldn't have done more with plenty of money. Now, I know not everybody believes that, but listen, we see it in precedent. We see it in covenant. We see it in Scripture. If you're so sick that you can't get out of bed, how are you going to go do all the will of God that He's called you to do? What if I was so sick tonight that I couldn't have come to church? How am I going to come and preach to you? And not only that, but if you're, maybe you're not, you know, just incapacitated, but you're just weak, you're just feeble. How are you going to keep the schedule that God had called you to? I'm just thinking about myself. I mean, a lot of times you see me show up for service, but you don't know where I've been. Man, I liable to have been to Canada, I liable to have been to Seattle, I liable to have been to Miami, I liable to have been to both sides of the country and come back. Especially with our little tool we got now. Amen. Change time zones. Sleep in different beds. Eat different food. And then come back and be bright and shiny eyed. Yeah. Well, you can't be sick. Can't be weak. You understand what I'm saying? Don't tell me that I could do more for God with diseases in my body. Nor can you. nor can anybody. And so I don't care how much money you got. You could have all kind of money, but if you're so sick, you can't even raise your head. How can you work for God like you're supposed to? But what if you're healthy? What if you feel good and you're strong, but you hadn't got enough money to get a tank of gas to get out of town? You're also restricted, right? Your ministry is curtailed. Oh, but friend, healthy, strong, plenty of money, have money, feel good, we'll travel. You ready, man? You feel like doing it? And you can afford to do it? Do you see what? The first thing he did, gave him plenty of money, made him healthy.
Hallelujah.
Plenty of money. Now we're going to see, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but you plan on coming back?
Yeah.
Good. Because I don't think I can get through with everything tonight. Where did they get all the money? You look it up and do the math. I mean, it's billions. Just not long after this, they build the tabernacle that's made out of gold. Where'd they get all that money? Because for 400 years, they've been slaves. There wasn't any millionaires in the bunch. All of them slaves. Where did they get all this money? When he brought them out. He brought them out with silver and gold. Is that right?
Yes.
Now let's just stop right here. They also made a gold calf. Where'd they get the money to do that? Same thing. When God brought them out, he gave them silver and gold. See, money in and of itself is not evil. You can do either thing with it. You can hurt people. You can be mean. And the more money you got, the meaner you can be. Huh? I'm talking about as far as damage you can do, the more control, it just amplifies what you can do. The more money you got, the more you can express how mean you are in a myriad of ways. But if you want to do good things, then the more money you got, the more good things you can do. Right? You can express it on many different levels and farther reaching. Now go back with me, please, to the book of Exodus. Let's go further with this. Tell me how he brought them out. With silver and gold. Now, how are you going to hyper-spiritualize that? Well, now, brother, that's spiritual. Spiritual gold? Spiritual silver? Spiritual cows and sheep and camels? I don't think so. I think ka-ching. Silver. Money. Gold. Huh? That's what he's talking about. Now, in Exodus, are you there? Exodus chapter 3. We see how it happened. Exodus 3. Stay hooked real good and I'll see how much ground I can cover. Exodus 3, 21. He says how he's going to do this thing. The Lord had revealed himself to Moses and the people, I am that I am. And he sent him now for the deliverance of the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. It's been 4 centuries. And he said, among other things, he said, I'm going to do wonders in Egypt. And Exodus 3:21, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Why'd he say that? First of all, who said it? God said it. Why did he say it? He had told his covenant man, Abraham, 4 centuries before. Oh, are you getting this now? He said, I'm bringing them out. And when I do, they will not come out with empty pockets. Has God changed?
No.
No. Does he believe in empty pockets nowadays?
No.
That wasn't everybody. Do you believe in empty pockets?
No.
You know, I think there are probably some churches of the empty pocket. Empty pocket ministries.
Yes.
Some worldwide organizations. Yeah. Empty pocket. Of course, you can't be too worldwide with real empty pockets. I don't believe in empty pockets.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say it out loud. I don't believe in empty pockets.
I don't believe in empty pockets.
God doesn't believe,
in
empty pockets. No. No. Keep reading. They shall not go empty. Every woman shall borrow of her neighbor. Now, if you look up that word borrow, I don't know that that's really the best translation. Some 150 times in the Old Testament, that same word's translated ask. I believe that's probably a better rendering. Because, you know, the Lord's not into deception. He didn't tell them, I just want to borrow it for a little bit and I'm going to bring it back. You know, that, no. Ask. How many of you modern translations say ask? Let me see. Yeah, I see these hands everywhere. Ask. Every woman ask of her neighbor and her that sojourns in her house jewels of silver, ask for them. Jewels of gold, ask for them. And raiment, ask for it. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. Now, let's read some more about this. Go over to the, let me see what it is, 12th. Chapter. That's it. Exodus 12. It's in more than one place, but here again. This is when it actually happened and came to pass. 12. After the night when the firstborn of the Egyptians died, Pharaoh called for Moses. Verse 31. Exodus 12:31, he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and he said, rise up, get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, go and serve the Lord like you said, and take your flocks and your herds, as you said, and be gone, and bless me too. Boy, that's a change. Whew.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R514. That's R514, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.